Again? That's every meal this week. Stay still. Let me get a wet paper towel on it right away so that it won't stain. I've had to throw away 3 of your shirts this week alone. And there's several more soaking in the pail of soapy water. This has got to stop. I know you're not doing it on purpose, but that's what makes things so frustrating. If we can't stop you from dropping and dribbling food all over yourself, I'll have to take steps to at least prevent you from ruining any more of your clothes. Babe, hold on. Before you sit down to dinner, let me put this on you. Yes, it's a bib. A very big bib that will cover your entire front. That way, it'll catch anything that falls and we don't need to worry about your tops getting stained. Bibs are now going to be a mandatory part of all mealtimes. Until I can trust that you can get all your food inside of you instead of all over you. Actually, yeah, I did find some plain ones that are made for adults, but I intentionally ordered these ones with the baby-like patterns on them to motivate you to clean up your act. They're appropriate too because healthy, grown women don't need a bib at all. I bought mostly cloth bibs so that I can use them to wipe your mouth when you're done eating. But I got the plastic ones too for when the others are in the wash. And the plastic bibs have little crumb catchers for anything that falls that far. Now, what does this one say? Mommy's messy baby. Well then, you'll need to grow up, won't you? Okay, the bibs have helped with the staining problem, but your behavior is no better than before. We need to take further steps. I've been thinking that maybe you're taking too big of a mouthful at once, and that smaller bites might help. So from now on, I'll be cutting up all your food into tiny bite-sized pieces. I've also noticed that sometimes you don't stab your food well enough and that it falls off your fork while it's on its way to your mouth. Easy solution, no more forks. Anything that I cut up, you can eat with your fingers. And you're probably putting too much food on your spoon as well. So to put a stop to that, you'll need a smaller spoon. Yes, they're baby spoons because they're the smallest ones I could find. They come in so many fun colors and designs. Look, this one has baby frogs on the handle. Now sit down and let's eat. Hun, I know you're trying, but we continue to have these little issues. It seems like solving one problem only reveals another one. Don't think I haven't noticed that you try to get around smaller mouthfuls by scooping up several items at the same time. New rule, only one food at a time. To make this easy to enforce, your plates will now have dividers with a designated spot for each type of food. Of course it's a toddler plate. No one makes plates with compartments for adults. And if you don't like this pink one, I have several other designs to choose from. But this is the plainest, so I thought we'd start here. Oh, just when I think we're getting solid food under control, you spill your drink. Sorry, no second chances. You've proven to me how immature you are when it comes to eating. I was hoping I didn't need to do this, but you're now no longer allowed to use any grown-up glasses or mugs. This here is your special sippy cup, and it'll be used for all beverages going forward. You see, this one has little princesses on it, but we also have one with flowers and fairies. I also see that you're not doing so well with the baby spoon, so I'm gonna have to take over the soft foods and feed them to you myself. Ready? Here comes the airplane. Oh, stop. I'm just teasing. It's so nice to be out to eat. It must have been a month since we were at a restaurant. Oh, this? It's a diaper bag. I couldn't fit all of your meal accessories in my purse. We've got your bib, of course, then your special plate, your baby spoon, scented wipes for the cleanup, and your sippy cup. Of course you do. The rules don't change when we're away from home. Let's start by trying this on. Oh, Oh, hello. Yes, please. I'll have a glass of your house red. And would you mind warming up this milk and putting it in here? Thank you. Oh, how sweet. She brought you a kid's menu. Oh, it has pictures instead of words. And crayons so that you can color. Oh, here she comes. I'll have the club sandwich, please. And she'll have the kid's pizza. Instead of a side of fries, could you substitute veggies? Perfect, thank you. Oh, look, they pureed your veggies. That's okay. Open wide, baby. Well, of course they're staring. Everyone loves to see a cute baby being fed. All right, Missy, that's the last straw. With all of my precautions, even the plastic mat under your plate, you still managed to stain my tablecloth. Don't eat another bite. I need to call Sarah down the street. Oh, okay, thanks, Sarah. You don't mind? I'll see you in a few. Wow, it's bigger than I thought. You should have asked me to help you carry it. No, I think I can manage it from here. Thank you so much. Yes, baby, it's a high chair. This way you can have your own tray and you won't spill it on my table. When you learn to eat like a grown-up, you can move back to the table. Now let's get you all strapped in. Well, of course we're going to use these so that you can't squirm out of it. What's that? Bathroom. You can wait. Okay, fine. Uh-oh. This buckle seems to be stuck. Stop whining. I'll get it. There, now let's rush to the potty. Wait. Look at your underpants. They're wet. If your table manners aren't worrisome enough, now I have to be concerned with you tinkling on my carpets? Go get a fresh pair of panties for now. And after lunch, it's thick training pants for you. Sweetie, is there a problem with your sippy cup? Is it leaking? I only ask because your side of the bed had wet spots this morning. So unless you're wetting the bed. Okay, good. Well, if the issue is the cup, then starting tonight, you'll be using a baby bottle instead. Babies use them all the time when they're in their cribs. And speaking of beds and cribs, I think until I can be sure that your toileting issue is just a one-time thing, it's best if you sleep in the guest bedroom. I already put a plastic sheet on the bed. Thanks for bringing lunch over, Mom. It was delicious. Would you mind feeding her while I clean up the kitchen? Sure, just throw it all into the blender. Hey, stop complaining and let Nana finish feeding you. Uh-oh, Mom. She needs to go potty. Can you get her out quickly, please? Yeah, I know, it kind of sticks. My hands are all soapy. Can you hurry? Uh-oh, hurry up. Baby, no. Oh no, Mom, it's running all over the floor. Oh, I agree. Even three-year-olds have better control than that. And it isn't the first time. Nope, you're right. It's diapers 24/7 until she learns to use the potty. What are you doing? Why are you climbing into my bed? Oh no, you can't be serious. I know it's been a while, but intimacy right now is not gonna happen. I mean, you're in wet, smelly diapers most of the time. And you sit in a high chair while I feed you mush that you dribble into a bib. Do you see my point? But don't you worry. I'm already making plans to help you. I signed you up for a 10-day potty training boot camp starting in 3 weeks. Then, assuming that you graduate and don't have to repeat, I found a lovely young childhood education major to help you, you know, with the basics of mealtime, weaning from a bottle, and so forth. If it all goes well, we can share the same bed again. I don't know, in maybe like 6 months?